Maxi, another tough defeat out there today. I think it was 13 points in the end, but I suppose the sad story is relegated to Division 2 now.
Yeah, tough day surely. Look, it's been a very tough league campaign altogether. We were afforded the opportunity today to save ourselves, but we weren't able to do it. The first half was just a disaster, you know, calamity after calamity. I think each of the goals came directly from turnovers by ourselves, and I think that's the killer for us. You know, having to accept it that's a lot of our own doing. But look, you know, it's probably a situation that's been coming for a while. You know, we've had an older age bracket of girls playing for the last couple of years, and I think we managed to wring every ounce out of most of them. Look, it's just going to be a regroup job now for Donegal and rebuild from Division 2 next year.
Yeah, you talked about the goals hurting, like, but I mean, again, last week's first half performance wasn't good either. And I mean, you're coming off the back of two very heavy defeats at the hand of Cork and then at the hands of Dublin last week, and then going on today with 16 points down. What do you say? How do you bring the team back from that? Like,
no, well, that's exactly it. And you know, I think that the disappointing bit, Dublin are a quality team, as we know, and Cork are a quality team. You know, the nature of the goals is the killer here. You know, they were just calamitous stuff, and that's the bit that's really, really tough, you know.
Yeah, it's hard to take, but what's for Donegal going forward, like the Division 2? Is it really a bad thing, or is it a case of the right timing now for Donegal to go to Division 2?
I think that's the easy answer for me as manager. You know, at the end of the day, I've been the man at the wheel here, and you know that I've seen the relegation, so that'll be a bit of a cop-out. Look, I do think it is probably, it was inevitable it was coming sooner rather than later, and you know, the group of players, the level they're at, and you know, you have to fear that you'll lose a couple more at the end of this year, and you know, and then you'll be left with a real group of kids, and you know, that probably Division 2 is a better place for them to start again than the Grand Division 1 against the higher end teams, because it's getting so competitive and the standards getting higher all the time. So look, maybe in hindsight, you know, maybe people may view it that way, but it's just a bit of a sickener today, you know.
At the end of the day, we are where we are in terms of the league now at the moment, but the year's very much not over. You know, you're looking ahead to an Ulster campaign and going into the All-Ireland Championship as well. Like, what are we going to see from this Donegal team going forward now? Like,
yeah, well, look, you know, I think today you had the likes of Niamh McLaughlin and Amy Boyle Carr coming back into the team, and you know, it is Niamh's first start all year, and Amy's missed the last month of concussion. You know, those are key players for us, and you know, completely undercooked. You know, Amy hasn't trained in a month, and Niamh is just come back after a 6 month layoff. So, you know, that's going to have its toll on anybody. Look, we've seen the difference Niamh made last week when she came in against Dublin. So look, we'll be better for having those couple of players, you know, more at it come summertime. But look, it's about you know, at this stage, it's you know, there's another challenge ahead of us now, and that's going to be our next focus in the All-Ireland follow-on after that. And you know nobody's guarantees you anything at the start of the year. You know, you come in to try and do your best and, you know, drive the thing forward. It's not with a guarantee of success, as I say. So you know, you know every year you're coming in against every other team's doing the same thing as you, and they're giving it the same effort and their same buy-in by their players. So look, unfortunately somebody's got to go down, and it's just this year's us.
Yeah, and you mentioned some of the players there. Niamh McLaughlin coming back into the fold, Katie Heron coming back, and you have Emily McGinley there, I suppose, on the bench today. Like, what about the likes of Geraldine McLaughlin? I'm going to ask you the question that I suppose a lot of people are asking: is Geraldine going to come back? Is Yvonne Bonner coming back? I see Karen on the line.
Yeah, well, look, yeah, you know, Karen, give it a go. The situation with the other girls is that they're not with us, and that's the only thing I can say. You know, I. Whether they decide to come in now is, you know, that's a decision for them. We're clearly struggling, and you know, they would obviously be an addition to us. But you know, we're, I suppose, trying to focus on this group that we have and this younger cohort, and trying to make them better and prepare them for the rebuild that's coming for them. And say, look, if the other girls will come, it'll be great. But you know, they it's in their own hands.
I am going to put a positive spin on this and say that, you know, I've watched you over the last couple of years, and league campaigns have been very, very good, getting the league finals, lost out by narrow margins, you know, and this year's league's campaign has been a totally different affair. But what I've seen from the years gone by is you've gone into the championship and maybe haven't really gone that far, and you have two heavy defeats at the hands of Armagh there in Ulster. But, you know, maybe this can be a different thing going forward. Maybe the Donegal team is yet to start to play out there to perform, maybe to come to the fore, and you know, we might get a good Ulster campaign out of it.
Yeah, look, you know, we don't hold any fear of any of the teams in Ulster. Armagh is obviously a team that's on the up, you know. Cavan, unfortunately, they're having their own difficulties at the minute, and you know that'll hopefully resolve itself for their sake, you know, over the next couple of weeks. But look, we've got some brilliant players out there that are, you know, that have fought so hard for Donegal, and they'll continue to do that, and you know, and they'll be hurting surely after this, but look, they'll get a bit of a break now. A few of them head away on an All-Star trip, you know, they'll get a couple of weeks off and recharge the batteries and come back and just put all our focus on Ulster then, and just see where it takes us. You know, as you say, we've had good league campaigns and disappointing championships after, so maybe the reverse will be the case, but sure.